Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Pam Drennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show, coming to you from the RBR Network, located out of Memphis, Tennessee. We're glad to have you joining us this evening for this cosmic journey. Anyone can access the show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford. That's spelled R-E-N-F-R-D. That will get you in, or it will also get you into the archives, which are available shortly after the show finishes. Now, if you're not online and you do have someone who wants to hear the show, you can call in to 347-838-9142. If you have a question, you have to use the same number, 347-838-9142, and Annie, the moderator, will get you in. And so please call in, and we're going to have a great evening. I'm going to be your guest this evening. I'm going to be offering the body code and the emotion code and all kinds of other wonderful energy healing modalities. But before I go there, let's look at what we offer here on the network. Every Monday is Cosmic Contact Show at 6:30. That's Central Standard Time with me, Pam Drennan. Tuesdays is the I Am Well Show at 8 p.m. The Night Search Show is at 9:30 p.m. Wednesday is the No Show, and that's at 7 p.m. And the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program, that is live at 8:30 p.m. And then Thursday is the Progressive News Weekly at 5:30. The Searcher's Roadmap Show is at 1 p.m. Again, all Central Standard Time, and the Dream Vision 7 Show is at 3 p.m. on Friday. Saturday is Soul Town, the Sound of Music at 3 p.m. And then Sunday, the Dream Vision 7 Show is at 3 p.m. That's out of Boston. So be sure and check us out because we have some great guests that come on the show that are offered. And you know what my show is all about. It's about answering your questions, your heartfelt questions, seeing if we can get you feeling good and feeling happy again and clearing out whatever is you feel is out of balance. Well, this evening, I, Pam Drennan, will be giving the emotion code and the body code readings. How do I explain the body code and the emotion code? Except the emotion has to do with all the emotions that get trapped in our body, and it goes way back to our childhood. And when it becomes something big that happens in our childhood, it becomes a heart wall. All that means is that subconscious mind, because something traumatic happened to you when you were 5 or 6, it could be from being overwhelmed, from moving from one school to another, or going into school. And that can begin then. And so the wall, there's a wall that goes up, and it really has a substance of like wood, stone, steel, brick, iron. And we figure out what the wall is and how thick it is, and then we just inform the subconscious mind that we have revealed it and that we are ready to release it. And using some energy work, I will help you, and we will release all your trapped emotions, all the heart walls, because as long as there's a heart wall up, and say it is about overwhelm from when you were 5 or 6, you will continue throughout your life to feel overwhelmed. You'll always go, why am I always feeling overwhelmed? But because there's a wall there that's keeping that trapped emotion there, so it just keeps it going forever, on and on, until you get to talk to somebody like me or you do some intensive work to be able to figure out what these trapped emotions are and how to release them. So I hope you understand what that is about. The body code goes even more in depth, and I use the body code when I'm working with people who have any kind of issue, health issues, heart issues. It may be trying to figure out what's going on with you, where you want to say, why am I not in a great relationship, or how what's blocking me from having financial success, and what's keeping me from, you know, meeting the love of my life. I mean, it's all kinds of different questions that we can ask the subconscious mind. And I see that we have several people on board tonight, which is exciting, and we're going to work on them and get answer their questions for them. Annie, the moderator, is with us, but she's not feeling well, so she won't be talking too much tonight. She's got a cold, so we don't want her to use up all her good energy. But anyway, she's helping me with the show and getting everybody up and going, and we are really excited about this show this evening. This is, we have our last show for the year. Can you believe it? The end of 2016. Has it been a wild ride, gang? I mean, oh my gosh, everything has, and it's flown by. This year has been so quickly to go by, and it's been amazing to me. And I hope everyone out there has had a good year and had better than they thought they would have. Also, that they've been able to manifest and create, you know, some things that they wanted in their lives this year, and realizing the power of the subconscious mind. And my work is really working with your subconscious, because your subconscious mind is your body. And what I do is I tune in by muscle testing you. As we talk on the phone, I hear your voice, and I get permission to do this work. Then I can ask your subconscious mind, checking your body through kinesiology, muscle testing, and we can get the answers and see, you know, what needs to be corrected and how we can get you back where you want to be. I realize I don't have a piece of paper, so just hold on 1 second and let me get that, because I will have to write some things down. Just a moment. Here we go. Okay. Well, it's been a cold, dreary day here, and of course there's more snow coming up in the mountains. Hopefully we won't get any down here where we are, but it is the Great Northwest. I love living up here. I'm not crazy about the weather. I miss the South, especially when I call home on Christmas Day and my son says, Mom, it's 77 degrees here, and I'm like, well, it's 42 here. So anyway, that's the thing about living here. But everything else is really great and positive, and it living up here is fun, and I'm happy to be here. But I'm really happy to talk to everyone on the show this evening, and I'm so glad everyone is calling in and supporting the Blog Talk Radio show. You know, we've been going on for over 5 years now, and we are going to be making some changes at the first of the year, so please tune in, and we will let you know what's going on. Okay, Annie, good evening. Are you there?
Yes. Hey, Pam. How are you tonight?
Well, honey, I'm doing great, and I thought we would just talk for a moment, and so I wanted to see how you are doing. I told you that I wanted to look you up on the body code, and let's see what it says about what's going on with you. So I'm seeing some toxins are coming up, since we know you're probably a little toxic here. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. As you have some metabolic waste, which means that your kidneys or your colon, let's see, what would it be? It's going to either be the colon, is it the liver, or it is the kidney. So I hope you've been drinking plenty of water. If you haven't, that will help to flush any of this toxins out of you. Yeah, definitely need to do that, but it says that I can remove that from you right now. So let's just release this excess metabolic waste. This is toxins. That's all it is. So take a deep breath. We don't even have to know what it is, but infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love. There you go. Infinite love. Infinite love. So be it, and so it is. Okay, since we did remove it, now let me see what. There is an underlying cause of something going on there, too. I want to see what picking up here. Okay, we're going into misalignment. Let's see. Nothing. Now, of course, it takes me right to the kidneys. So first it shows that you do have some issues with kidneys, not flushing out metabolic waste. So let's see. And this is really, you know, if you've been doing the Christmas and everything, you probably have not really been taking good care of yourself as you
at
usually
all.
Do.
I haven't even had time for myself.
Okay, well, let's see. Is your right kidney happy? It is, but it's your left kidney that's not happy. So you'd have more discomfort on the left side than I'm just getting more than anything fatigue. You're just worn out. They're overdone it. Okay, so that's the big one. But you also have one, you have one trapped emotion. Let's see what it is. Well, it says you're peeved about something.
Oh, well, yeah.
Here we go. Oh, yeah. Well, let's see. It says regarding money, regarding career, regarding finances, regarding someone you ever love. So this has to do with a relationship, it says. So you probably know who you have felt a little. So, you know, you probably had this energy going before Christmas, you know, but you, you know, we have to deal with all kinds. I'm telling you, everybody's stuff comes up around Christmas time. I don't care how clean you are or how together, all these old emotions, these old things that you haven't gotten taken care of in, during the year, you know, and we've got to heal and release everything. I mean, 2016 is the 9 year, and that's letting go. We're not going to carry any more negative stuff with us over into the new year, because in 2017 we're going to be in a number 1 year, which is new beginnings. So we want to let go of old relationships, old patterns, old habits, old diseases, everything, whatever we've been, you know, promising ourselves, old jobs that we're tired of working in, everything. So I think right now, though, let's just release, Annie, let's just release feeling peeved. It says it is a heart wall.
Okay, yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's a 5-foot-thick a brick wall. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
I get it.
Well, I get it.
I know, honey. Well, let's release that off of it. Take a deep breath. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love, Holy Spirit. Infinite love, infinite love. Says, so be it, and so it is gone. Okay, and now I want to ask if there is anything else that needs to be looked at this time. Is that it? That was it. So we cleared out a couple of things.
Thank
for
you so much.
Yes, and that'll help you start feeling better right away. And is there any other emotions? No, it says that was what, I mean, we have hundreds of trapped emotions, but that's all that you need to work with right now. That's what kind of pulls you down and got your immune system down. In fact, everybody has an up. Let me check your immune system. Let's see where you are there. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, you're at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, let's see what is creating that. From your immune system. Again, it goes into toxins. Yeah, back into toxins. And you know what else I'm picking up is that you have an electromagnetic toxin, which electromagnetic pollution, which is from your EMF, your cellular phone, your cell phone, your computer.
Really?
So it is showing up. So
cell
let's
phone.
Clear that out. And you know you've been on the cell phone and
yes, I haven't been on the computer much, but I took a break from that.
Okay, well, good. Well, let's clear this out. Yeah. Okay, so you do have a toxic EMF energy, you do. Okay, all right, so let's clear it out. Take a deep breath. Infinite love and gratitude, infinite love, infinite love. And said we'd be clear. Yes, we did. You know, one thing too, if you have a fear or think you might be picking up on electromagnetic toxins from, you know, computers or radiation, fluorescent lights, scalar energy, microwave, sound, all kinds of different things, can mess with us. But the big one is the cellular phone. Get you a magnetic bracelet. You can order them online.
Okay.
Amazon carries them, and they're like maybe $20, but that will block you while you're talking on the phone or anything. It'll keep you from getting an overload of toxins from there. Is there anything else?
Okay,
that
good.
Get? Okay. That was it.
Thank you, honey.
Okay. Now let me see what your immune system is. On a scale of 1 to 10, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 6, 7. Okay, we got you up to a 7.
Up to,
so,
yeah. So that's good.
So you still want to be a 10, so we can work on that later. But I think might be a good time now to bring in our first
okay, let's bring in Donna from California.
Okay.
Hi,
right.
Donna.
Hi. Hi, Pam. How are you? Happy holidays.
Well, back at you. Happy holidays to you, too. I assume you have a question. That's why you're calling up this evening.
Yeah. Well, I must have a block financially because I've been trying to get a little part-time job. I work one day a week, but it's not enough as a companion. And I wanted to know what kind of blocks, you know, that the what kind of coding you're coming up with for me.
Okay. Well, all right. Let's just see what we get here. And we're going to check this out. Hold on a second. So, yeah, I'm getting some emotional blocks. Say if you have an emotional resonance. I want to ask, is this regarding your finances? And say, yes, it is. But see, so this means that an emotional resonance, Donna, means that it's like someone just hit a big bell with a hammer and it just goes on and on and on, that sound. Well, so you're resonating that even without even being aware of it. So let's see what's coming up here. Okay. Okay, I'm picking up shock, where that's coming from, but let's see if we can figure that out. Is this a hot wall? No, it says it's a trapped emotion, so it's something that has happened. How old are you now, Donna?
62.
Okay, 62, 61. So it happened 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. About 7 months ago, something happened that was shocking to you, possibly regarding your finances. Can you think of something then? 7 months ago, that would be March?
Months.
April?
Well, I started the one, my friend worked 6 days and she gave me 1 day. So I'm working the 1 day. And yeah, I just can't seem to keep money. You know, I'm getting my retirement, but it's not, you know, it's just enough to live on, really, you know. But,
right. Well, I think that if we clear out this shock, whatever this is, can you, do
well, there
what
was
do you
a
think
shock
is shocking?
There was a shock years ago because a dear friend of mine who I took care of and knew for 20 years had no children and promised me when he passed away that he would leave me the house and other things. And you know, it's not that he didn't want to, but he never got around to doing it. So then when he did pass away, I was kind of shocked.
Well, I would say, let me ask if that's what it is. This is absolutely. So this is all tied up with your finances and the shock of that happening because that really did bother you. And let's see, is that a heart wall? Let me see. Yes, it is. When you, let's see, what is it made of? With stone, steel, brick, iron, an iron wall that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 foot thick iron wall. So let's release that iron wall right now. So all you have to do, Donna, is just take a deep breath and just blow it off. Infinite love and gratitude, infinite love, Holy Spirit, infinite love, infinite love, infinite love. So be it, and says it's gone, says we did clear it out. All right, good deal. Now, I'm going to ask again, is there anything else that needs to be looked at this time regarding your finances? Says no, that is it. Okay. I want to see, let me ask if your subconscious mind is happy working, would your subconscious mind be happy working more than 1 day a week? Got to be in alignment with your subconscious. Okay, is it happy, would it be happy working more than 1 day a week? Says yes, it would. How many days? 1, 2, 3. So right now, your subconscious mind is in alignment with you to work 3 days a week. So don't ask for any more than that. Just write that down that you want to make work 3 days a week. Now, how much money would you like to make? You can say hourly for three, if you worked, you know. All right, let's see how many hours a week that would be. First of all, let's figure out the money. How much money would you like to make working 3 days a week, extra income? Would that help you? Would you need?
Well, I get between 20 and 25 an hour.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Let me ask if your subconscious mind feels positive about that. 20, yes, 21, 23, 24, even 25. It feels strong about that. How about 30? No, we're keeping it 25. So it says, yes, 25, it'll be real happy. It will help you. It believes that you two can pull this off together. Remember, your subconscious is your little inner child that is helping to create and manifest for you. Okay. So it says that that's a real positive for you for 20 an hour. And so so how many hours do you want to work a week to making that kind of money? How many hours? Can you give me an amount of money? Would you like to make an extra $2,000, $3,000 a month? How much?
About 3,000.
Okay. And how many hours would you need to work, or would you like to work to earn that extra 3,000 a month?
I mean, I could do a 24-hour shift, or I could work 10 to 12 hours a day. If it's going to be 3 hours. That would be, 3 days. That's fine.
Okay. I'm going to ask the subconscious mind, is it in alignment with this for you at this time? Says no. It says, what I'm getting is it's saying about a 30-hour week to make $3,000 a month.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so it says yes, that it would work with that. It says that's a positive there. Again, you have to be in alignment with your, you can say, well, I want to make $3,000 a month, but I only want to work 20 hours a week. But your subconscious mind says, no, I can't pull that off. So, but it says it will pull off you making that extra money if you work 30 hours a week. So you are in alignment with it. And that's all you really need to do. And what I would do is I would write a little statement out, and just read it every day. Tell your subconscious mind, we're going to make $3,000 extra dollars a month. We're going to be working 3 days a week, and how many hours you need to work a week, and then you've got to say what you're going to be doing. But you want to say things like, "I'm going to be feeling so wonderful when I go into work. I'm going to love what I'm doing. I'm going to feel passionate about it. People that I work for just adore me. They think I'm awesome, that I'm special, and I have so much fun. We laugh a lot. I get to enjoy every moment that I'm there. I can't hardly wait to get to work in the day." See, you've got to tell your subconscious mind how much fun this is going to be to do this month. And you make it a great statement. You understand what I'm saying there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
And you know, if you want to do that, and if you really are interested in it, it works. Get your statement ready, and then you can call me back, 901-331-0841, and I will calibrate it and see if your subconscious mind is happy with your statement, because it has to be happy all the way around. And that's why you've got to put in there, well, yeah, I'm going to work 30 extra hours a week, but I'm going to have a blast doing it. I'm going to have fun, and I'm going to, have laughter, and, I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to be doing what I love to do. I mean, it's got to feel really upbeat about that. You understand that, how that works?
Yes, definitely, yes. And I've felt that way. I enjoy what I do for one day. I feel that way when I go in, yeah. I look forward
okay, well,
to
it. Right, you've got to feel that way every day. I had a client the other day that I was talking to and about their work and everything, and I said, well, how many hours, and they blah, 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 and and said, well, you know, we talked about, well, I've got to go. He's, unfortunately, I have to go to work today. And see, just saying that unfortunately, I just said, hey, you know, that's telling your subconscious mind that you don't love that. So you're never going to move ahead when you say things like that. Well, you know, I can't wait. I'm going to be off day after tomorrow as soon as I go in and work 2 days, and then I'm going to finally have a day off. See, that is so negative to the subconscious. It cannot really support you in your dream job, your dream work. That. And I don't care if your dream job or the work you're having to do at this time is scoop out ice cream, but you've got to make it where the subconscious mind is happy doing it, okay?
Yes, I like that. I could see, yeah, that's like the shadow, huh? That's like the shadow has to, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. Okay, well, thank you very much. That's wonderful. I'm going to do that.
Well, do that, and see, and I promise you, it works, and you just have to, you've got to start the new year out that way. Get your financial statement ready, what you're going to expect and what you will do, to make the subconscious mind happy so it will help you manifest what you want.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Pam. Thank you very much. I appreciate this.
And all right, thank you.
Happy New Year.
You too. Happy New Year. All right. Well, that was good.
That was great. And that was good advice to all of us.
Well, thank you, honey.
In our own way.
I'm telling you how to do this, you know, and you got to do it. But first, you got to figure out what your blocks are. And that's where I come in, where I can help you.
Right.
Well, let's bring Melissa in. She's from North Carolina.
Okay.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Pam. How are you?
I'm great. How are you today, and how can I help you?
I'm doing good. Do I have any blocks when it comes to bringing in the romantic relationship that I want?
Let me see what I'm picking up. Hold on a second.
Okay.
I have your permission. I always ask for help from above. I'm asking for the highest healing for this situation for you. One, two, three. You have three heart walls. Yes, okay. You have two inherited. But we could clear out some heart walls for you. Now, I want you to be thinking about having relationships, you know, and how they have worked out for you. And let's see if we can't figure out how long has it been since you've had a relationship or been in one?
The last long-term one was probably ended in 2013. It was for 6 years.
Well, I would say then you might be ready to meet somebody. Okay, let's see. Let's see, Melissa. Let's really think about this. What is blocking you from meeting or having the love of your life, okay? We're going to go right to it. I pulled up the emotion code chart. It's going to tell me what the emotion is regarding that situation. Okay, unsupported is the first emotion. So let's see. How old were you when this began? How old are you now, Melissa? What's your age?
I'm 47.
Okay. Okay, I'm getting at 35 years old. When you were 35, something happened, and you really felt unsupported in a relationship. It was with a man. Can you think about what was going on when you were at that age?
Well, I got divorced around 30. 31, 32. So around 35, I was probably out in the dating world. I don't know who I was dating at that time, but
Well, let me ask, is this feeling unsupported in your marriage? It was, and you were 31. So that's been stuck there, that men don't support you And so with that kind of energy, a feeling of not being supported by men is another block from the subconscious mind. So we're going to release that from you. So we're going to tell the subconscious mind right now, because it is a heart wall made of redstone steel brick, a brick wall. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We're going to release that brick wall. And so you can be happy and meet someone. And really, we're going to release this feeling of men not supporting you, okay? Are you ready to let this go? Take a deep breath. All right, let's blow it off right now. Infinite love and gratitude, infinite love, infinite love, infinite love. So be it and says it's gone. All right, so we cleared that one out. Now let's see what the other ones are. One thing is we have hundreds of trapped emotions in us. But right now this is what the subconscious mind says that it wants to work with, it's dealing with, okay? We're coming down here to see emotions. Okay, self-love. That is, emotion is worthless. But worthless just means self-love. I mean, you not taking care of your needs, taking care of yourself, loving yourself. We aren't taught to love ourselves. We love everybody else. We'll focus on everybody else's stuff because we don't know how to heal our own. You've got to find ways to truly love yourself. Because how could someone else love you if you aren't? And you may be thinking, well, I'm loving myself. But if we go back in time when you were, goes back to when you were 32, that's when that began, when you went through this divorce thing, you took on that emotion, which is, you know, just not feeling great about yourself, not loving yourself. You know, that is so, we go through such huge rejection when we go through a divorce, honey. And how long were you married?
6 years.
Well, okay, we're just going to, let's release that feeling of feeling worthless, because this is another block for you, blocking you from manifesting and creating a wonderful man in your life. So take a deep breath, blow it off, infinite love and gratitude, infinite love, Holy Spirit, infinite love, infinite love, infinite love. So be it and says it's gone. We did clear it out. Okay, and there is one more. We've got one more to clear out, and then you'll be on your way. Okay. Okay, I'm getting some grief is showing up, which has to do with the lung and the colon. Grief. All right, let's go back in time. 10, 20, 5, 10, 15, 16, 17, 18, around 18 years old, something happened. Was this regarding your mother, regarding your father? You were in school, maybe in college. Is it regarding someone that you met there? Did you have a relationship when you were about 18 with something and it didn't work out and left you grieving over it? I don't know. I'm just putting that out there.
I was in a relationship with an abusive alcoholic, but I don't feel like I'm grieving over it. I just kind of get that it's gone.
Well,
but
How long were you in that relationship?
Probably about 4 years until I finally pulled out of it and got away from him. But then I, you know, that affected my marriage years later and all that. And the last 3 or 4 years, I've really been working hard on clearing out my energy and chakras and everything. And so I'm like, okay, you know, where's he at? Because I feel I'm ready. I feel like,
right,
I can recognize any triggers within myself that does come up that I can address at the time it happens. But if there's anything subconscious there that I'm not catching, that's what
okay.
You.
Well, I want to ask if that is what was going on with that self-abusive relationship. And, you know, the grief is probably from, you know, at one point, you wouldn't have gotten a relationship if you hadn't always going to be a great guy. It would be, and then the grieving came later on when you realized that, hey, this is an abusive relationship, you know. So there was hurt there. And the subconscious put up a wall made of wood, stone, steel, brick, iron block, a rock wall, 5, 10, 15, 20, about 20 foot thick. That's pretty thick. So that means there was tremendous hurt there. And that was, remember, that wall's going to protect you, that we're going to take that wall down. We don't need it. You are over that. That's an old relationship. You've worked on that. You've worked on yourself. You would never attract again that kind of relationship into your life. There could have been a fear from your subconscious mind putting up such a huge wall where we're never going to do this again because, you know, we're not going to, you know, attract somebody terrible like this abusive relationship again. So anyway, and that's kept you blocking you from really getting where you want to be. So let's release it. Let's take it off of you right now. Take a deep breath. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love, Holy Spirit. Infinite love. So be it, and says it's gone. Woo-hoo! We did release it. All right, is there anything else? Who knows? Is that is it? Okay, Melissa, now, I know you've been doing this again. I want you to get out your pen and paper and write down everything that you want in a relationship and what you're looking for. And but write it in a way, honey, that it's like, oh, I see myself in with the most marvelous man. We totally adore each other. We are such a match. We're so committed to each other. We think alike, you know. We support each other in our work, and we are mentally and spiritually really connected, you know. All those things that, you know, they're just, it's not, well, that he, I want him to have dark hair and brown eyes and 6 foot two. You know, you can ask for that too. But make sure that you give your subconscious mind, because it has, it needs a picture, and just say, I see us just having so much fun and traveling and going all kinds of great places together and taking wonderful vacations, and he's, you know, financially secure, and we can do things, you know, together. I mean, just get it something good going. Get some daydreaming going, okay?
Okay. That sounds good.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. All right. We did it.
Yes.
That
was great. Yes. You feel like bringing some more in? You got several more people wanting to talk to you.
We've got 22 minutes to talk. Sure, let's talk to somebody else.
Okay.
Let's bring in Ellen. Is that Nancy?
Yes, from New York. Ellen.
Hello, Pam. Yes, thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. So what is your question for the evening?
Well, I do feel that there are blocks to abundance and blocks to a relationship. So take your choice. Whatever you pick up and can work on, that's fine with me.
Okay. Well, let's see. You said let's work with the abundance blocks. Let's see what's going on. If I have you. How old are you, Ellen?
60.
Okay. And how long has it been since you've been in a relationship where you feel like I've really been in one?
A real one, probably 10 years.
Oh, okay. Have you been dating? Have you been seeing other men?
A little bit, but not very much, not at all in the last, let's say, 2-3 years.
Okay, let's see what's going on here. This is regarding, not with men, this is regarding the money. I don't know, which is the most important to you? You want to clear out blocks to money or clear out blocks to meeting somebody?
I'll let you choose. They're both important to me.
Okay. Does your subconscious mind want to clear out money? No, it says it wants to clear out a relationship. So let's see what it says. See what's going on here. Well, it's our relationship. Relationship with people, relationship with money. Okay. So it comes down here to, well, 5. Okay, I'm picking up. The first thing I'm getting is wishy-washy. Well, that's kind of hard to have someone when you're wishy-washy. You may one day say, oh, yeah, I want to be with someone, and then the next day, oh, no, not. It's just too much trouble. You ever feel, you ever think that? Are you a wishy-washy person? You think you are?
I don't think so. Sometimes I just try to make best of what it is and saying, it's just not going to happen, and so I try to just get on with my life. But I really would like one.
Okay. Well, wishy-washy, again, is about setting boundaries and things like that, too. So let's Is that how it was? Yes, it is. Let's go back in time. When you were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's when wishy-washy came up for you. Was it with Poulden? Were you in college, 19?
Yes, yes.
Were you seeing somebody at that time, going back and forth?
Yes.
Okay. Well, all right, that's one of your blocks right now. Let's clear that off. Take a deep breath. Let's release feeling wishy-washy. Infinite love and gratitude. Blow it off. Infinite love. Infinite love, infinite love. So be it, and so it is. And you know, the wishy-washy part of it is you just not really, I think, knowing, you know, what's wrong and not being feeling that you can set boundaries with people too. And wishy-washy is everybody just about has that. We pick that up. And when we're wishy-washy, the thing is that we are afraid if we tell people what we really feel or really think, then they won't love us. So we'll say one day, well, I'm just going to tell that person off, but then we get with them and then we, oh, yeah, everything's great, everything's okay. So that's wishy-washy. So think about that, you know. So you don't want to do that anymore. We're going to let that go. Okay, now let's see. It says you have another one. Let's see what it is regarding men. Okay. Overwhelm. When you were, this is a heart wall, it says it is, when you were 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 26, about 26 years old, something happened that was overwhelming. Was this regarding your mother, regarding your father, regarding someone you ever loved? It was regarding someone you cared about. Can you think about something that happened that when you were 26, something was overwhelming regarding a relationship?
No, I can't. I was in a relationship with someone, and I don't remember being overwhelmed by anything at that time.
Okay. How long were you in this relationship with him?
We were all together about 10 years, 12 years. We broke up a couple of times, but it was probably 10 to 12 years.
Well, you know, honey, overwhelm means, and it's a different emotion. The overwhelming could be coming from not, you know, when I see little children and it shows up for them, overwhelming means that they can't figure it out. They don't know how to make it right. They don't know how to get it back where they want it to be. So it becomes overwhelming. You know, you do everything you can, but it still isn't great. You know, you just can't fix it. So it could be something that you were, over a period of time, you're going, you know, I'm trying to make this happen. It's not fixable. We can't make it right. So let's just see that that's what's been going on there regarding that relationship. So let's let it go. You ready? Blow it off. Let's let go of feeling overwhelmed. Infinite love and gratitude, infinite love, so be it. And so it is, and says it is gone, and we did clear it. Is there anything else that needs to be looked at? Just no, it isn't. Okay, well, do the same thing, honey. Write out what you want and how you see yourself with the love of your life and how wonderful it's going to feel and that, you know, that you're just going to be totally compatible and all the things that you didn't get in your other relationships in the past, then say, this is what I'm going to have this time. I'm going to have someone who's nurturing, someone who's very affectionate, who can show and share their emotions with me, someone who takes really good care of themselves, and that, you know, we're just tit for tat. You know how to write that out.
Great.
Okay.
I will do that. I will write that out. Thank you so much. I appreciate the healing.
All right. Thank you. Have a great week and a great new year. Okay.
You
we're
too.
Going to go
Bye-bye.
On. Thank you. Bye, honey. Thank you. Still got 15 minutes left. Let's bring Kimberly. Who's my next one here? Jackie Boy. Let's bring Jackie in. Hi, Jackie.
Hi. How are you this evening? You're hot.
Well, I am doing great, honey. I'm so glad that always see you on my show and supporting me. It makes me feel so good. know, Jackie is on my show a lot as one of my guests. She was on just not too long ago. And, of course, everybody that listened in that I talked to, they really did enjoy it. So they got some good benefit. Do you have a question for me this evening?
I do. I have pain in my lower jaw, and I don't know if it's from my teeth or from my heart.
Okay, let's see what's showing up here. All right, let's see. We're going to talk to Jackie. We're asking for the high ceiling. We're asking for help from above. Okay, here we go. We're going into systems. It's taking us right into the skeletal system. Okay, let's see. Hold on. And the skull is showing. Okay, so down. Well, honey, I'm getting something with your occipital bone. You know, that's right in the very back of your head. That's right there where you're up, be off your atlas. I want to ask, hold on a second, right? Is it the left side? Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Let me see. I want to, let's see. Close your teeth together. Okay. Now open your teeth up. Just open your mouth up. Okay. Your jaw is out of alignment. That's what's going on. That's why you're having it. It is from your jaw. The teeth are fine. It's just coming from that. Well, gosh, honey, a chiropractor could put that in for you. And because I used to go, it's not that I got my jaw out of alignment. You can take your, what I do is keep your mouth open. And maybe I can explain this to you over the phone because I do this to myself. Because I have TMJ and I have to straighten my jaw out sometime. Just take, you know, that soft fleshy inside part of your hand that's right below your thumb. Just press that up there into your jaw on both sides, and let it sit. You know, there's that soft fleshy part, and then you can feel your hand touching the bottom jaw, the bottom bone. Okay. Now, just I want you to just make like 1, 2, 3, and just kind of quickly pull down. Just see if you can. Can move it just by jerking down a little bit, but pressing in and pushing down. But keep your mouth open while you do it.
Well, I have a lot of ear popping going on. That's good.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, when I have an earache or any ear popping, I'm losing all my jaws out of alignment. Okay. Well, let's see now. You've already done that for me. Let me see what I'm picking up now. Close your teeth tight. Okay. Now open your teeth now. Okay, I'm giving you, I think you adjusted it.
Yes.
But, and that's how you do it. You just take that part of your hand, that little soft fleshy part, and just push down on both sides. But yet, you know, do you want to push down with the mouth open or with it closed? So we cleared that out. Okay, is there anything else you want to ask about?
How is my AFib going on?
Okay. Let's keep going back and let's see. So get some systems. I'm picking up parathyroid gland on you. That is, there are little glands that are, you know, the thyroid is in the front of these hyperthyroid glands. They are parathyroid glands are in the back, and there's two on each side in the back. Let's see. I wonder what that was. Is it hyper? No, it's hypo. Okay. Have you been feeling any tingling around your mouth or in your extremities? Since it's a low function, let's see, you've got 1, 2. Okay. There is an emotion that's coming up, some reason. The emotion is feeling worthless about something. Doesn't make any difference what it is. I think it's just important. Let's just clear it out right now. If you can get your the parathyroid glands functioning. Back again. Take a deep breath. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love. Infinite love. Infinite love. Okay, so did we clear it out? Is there anything else? Is there anything that's blocking it, us from clearing it out? Says, no, it isn't. So it did get cleared. Now let's see what else is showing. Okay. So if there's an underlying cause to any of this. Okay. Hold on. So you are dehydrated. You need some water, 10, 20, 30. Have you been drinking enough water today?
Well, maybe not. I thought so.
Well, anyway, because you're dehydrated.
I've got 64 ounces.
Well, that's great. You need 10, 20, 30, 40, 41, 50, 44 ounces of water a day should be plenty. I don't know why it says that you're dehydrated. Let's go on and see what else that shows. Coming from there, let's go back in time here. And it takes me back to misalignments. Okay. Okay, now the heart is showing up since we cleared out the thyroid. Okay, low energy, skip beats. Yeah, I'm still getting some skip beats and palpitations. Is that right? Is that how you're feeling?
Yes.
Okay. Let me ask you if you have a heart wall with this. Let's see if you are getting enough energy from your brain to your throat. Yes, you are now. Brain from the heart? No. Okay, let's see what is. There is one trapped emotion there. Let's see what it is. And right there in the heart. It says vulnerability, feeling vulnerable. Have you been feeling vulnerable?
Not that I was aware of.
Okay. I don't see you as a vulnerable person. But, you know, maybe the vulnerable part of it is the feeling of, why am I having these skip beats and palpitations? That could be a little scary. That can make you feel vulnerable. There might be something wrong,
yes.
You know, here.
That's true. Yes.
And that, I think that's it. It's just that you haven't got this regulated, so you're feeling kind of, wow, you know, I don't want to feel vulnerable. I want to feel like that I'm in charge of my life and in my body and that I, you know, that I'm in a great space. So let's just clear that one emotion out and let's see if there's anything else showing after that. Take a deep breath. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love. Infinite love, infinite love. So then, so it is, says it is cleared out. Okay, is there something else? And there is. We cleared out that. Got one more. Okay, I'm getting some heartache here. Okay, now we get to the heart of the matter, some heartache. Let's see, is that a heart? Well, it is. Let's go back in time. With your mom, with your dad, someone you ever loved? Yeah, regarding someone you ever loved. How old were you?
And what?
I'm getting around 45, something around 45. There was some heartache. Can you think of something going on then? 45?
Not real clear on anything. Do we need to know?
Is it important that we know what it is? Just no, it isn't. We don't have to know. Okay, so let's just clear it out. Let's delete that. That heartache, you'll probably think of it. You go, oh, yeah, I remember I was going through that, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Is this regarding a man? It is regarding a female. There was some heartache with a female. So maybe look at it in a different, you know, light then, if you can think of what's going on then. So let's release it. Let it go. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love. Infinite love. Infinite love. So be it, and so it is, and says it's gone, if it is. Is there anything else that needs to be looked at regarding the heart? If there is, okay, I get one more. All right, we'll clear out a couple more. Something else is showing up. Okay, love unreceived. Well, you know that means that you put out some love and it didn't go where you thought it would. It wasn't received, you know, which could cause heartache or anything. Let's see, is that heart wall? It says it is. How old were you asking? About that 45, around that time, something happened and you were, you know, giving out this great love, but it wasn't being received. Can you think of anything where you might have been going on? I can't hear you.
No.
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 Okay.
Do,
all right.
Do we need to know?
Do we need to know? Says no, we don't. But it,
right.
you'll figure it out. It'll come to you. Take a deep breath and let's blow off feeling love unreceived. Let's clear all this stuff out of your heart. This is what's affecting your heart and causing all those palpitations and flutters. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love. Blow it off. Infinite love. Infinite love. So be it and so it is. Says it's gone. Did we clear out everything at this time? Says yes, we did. Is there anything else that needs to be looked at? Says no, there isn't. Okay, we did it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I
want to work with you. I want. Okay. Yeah, I think that we didn't get to, when we had our last season, I didn't get to work with you this way on the heart, but that's all it is. And if those little flutters start coming back, just give me a call and we'll clear them out, okay? Get you back so you don't have the flutters. Well, you're welcome, and honey, have a happy new year.
You too, and congratulations on all your new beginnings next year, whatever they are.
Thank you, darling. And back at you, girl. Back at you.
Thanks.
Yeah. Okay, I've
appreciate
got time. Appreciate you too, baby. All right, let's go on. We've got one more. We've got enough time to get through one more.
Let's bring Kimberly from Georgia.
Hey, hi, Kimberly.
Hi, how are you?
Great. What is your question, honey? What did you want to ask about this evening?
Well, my question is, I think it has to do with deserving self-worth. I think that may be a block to abundance because I have a mass of fibroids in my uterus.
Okay. All right. Let's see. And I ask, how old are you?
I'm 46.
46, okay. 46, okay. Let me see what the body code pulls up here with you. Hold on. I'm going to put you on the speaker so I can do this. This takes me using both sides. Come on, speaker. Come on. My speakerphone not want to pick up here. Well, I guess it's not going to let me use the speaker.
We can hear
now
you.
It's on. Okay, well, I've got it turned on now. It wasn't coming on. Okay. All right,
okay.
Let's see what I've got here. Energy, circuits and systems, toxins, pathogens. Okay. Showing up for you. Okay, first of all, so you have a bacterial infection somewhere going on. Is it stress? Okay, I need to, I'm going to do a little body scan on you right now. Okay, so Kimberly, just say it. Kimberly, okay, right gastroenterology, left gastroenterology, metabolic, stomach, gallbladder, liver, spleen, pancreas, large intestine, kidney, adrenals, small intestine, bladder, fungus, virus. The virus is showing that it's like a bacterial virus. Now let's see where it comes from. It comes up. Okay, I'm getting that you have a virus in your, in the uterus. Is that where the fibroids are?
Yes.
Okay. Let me calibrate your uterus. It's supposed to be a 10. Let's see what it's calibrating at right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, so it's halfway, so it's not healthy. So what I'm getting is you have fibroids, but what is creating these fibroids or what's living in this weakness, this like you've got like a bacterial infection. Now, with wild olive leaf, wild oregano oil, would that be good for you? No, I'm getting olive leaf extract. Write that down, olive leaf extract. You can get that at any health food store. They probably have it in a grocery store maybe. But olive leaf is a wonderful, powerful, potent, natural product that will kill bacteria in the body. Anywhere in the body, it would go there and knock it out. So let me see how much you would need to take. 500 milligrams twice a day for 1, 2, 3, for 1 week, 2 weeks, for 2 weeks, and then you're going to go to 200 milligrams for 2 weeks. So first you're going to go for 2 weeks of 500 milligrams, then you're going to cut down to 200 milligrams for 2 more weeks. So it's take a month to start getting this infection out of your urethra so it can start to heal and get the pain away from the fibroids. Okay, now let me see if there's something else, another underlying cause, something else looking at here. Okay, saying you're dehydrated, you're not drinking enough water, so be sure and start drinking plenty of water, especially when you start doing the olive leaf, because you're detoxing. You want to, the water's going to flush out all the toxic metabolic waste or whatever is in there. It will kill the that. Let's see what else is showing up. There is something. What is the underlying cause? That there is something else that needs to be looked at here, here, and here, here, and here, and here. Okay. What are you taking for the fibroids? What kind of medicine?
I'm not taking anything for them. I thought about taking a concoction called Fibroid Support from a health food store, but I'm really not taking anything for the fibroids. I had surgery to have some removed. That was it.
Okay. You've got to get rid of the virus. Please take my phone number down and call me after you take the this product for a month, and let me see if your uterus is coming, getting back up, because 5 is really low. And see, honey, a uterus is like a soft, little warm, roomy little thing in the body, in women's body. Men have prostate, we have the uterus, but this is where disease can live. It lives in there, viruses, yeast, parasites, all of these things, products, can create cancer in the body, so you want to get that healed, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, you're doing good right now, but get on top of it and can get back in touch with me, 901-331-0841, and then we can do another body scan, and I can see how you're doing if you decide to go this route, and you may want to go to your doctor and get an antibiotic. But again, this is an antibiotic is not going to get rid of this bacterial infection. It does. It, you need something for a virus. It's a virus, I think. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. Okay. And I'm going to see if you have any trapped emotions in the uterus. It says, yes, you do. Let's see what they are. Okay. Well, of course, I'm picking up overwhelm. Have you been feeling overwhelmed about things? You know?
I've been attempting to get through the loss of my mother. I mean, she's been gone 12 years, but it comes back.
Honey, I know that is overwhelming to you because that does take time to heal that. Let me see what else is showing up. It's stuck there in the uterus. Let's see. Okay, feeling unworthy. What could you think of something that reason why you would be feeling unworthy? Is that a heart wall?
Emotion.
Unworthy means that you feel that everybody gets to have in life what they want, but you don't. That's part of feeling unworthy. I'm not good enough. Do you think this has to do with the loss of your mom?
That and, you know, my sometimes my feelings about my father, because my father wasn't there. He wasn't the best father. And sometimes I have feelings of, well, you know, he wasn't the best. You know, because of how he grew up, and I understand that, but he didn't make me feel good growing up either.
Okay. Yes, that is definitely what's going on there. You need a real session with me. So save your money, call me up, and let me really clean you out, get rid of this stuff with your dad. I can get you back up to feeling really good. I want to let's take off feeling overwhelmed and feeling unworthy. We're going to clear that out of your uterus. Take a deep breath, and let's blow off feeling overwhelmed. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love, infinite love, infinite love says it's gone. Now let's clear off, blow off feeling unworthy. That's a big one. Blow it off. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love, Holy Spirit. Infinite love, infinite love, infinite love. Does it want to release it? It says yes, it does. Okay. All right. Now I'm going to go back, and I'm going to calibrate your uterus. It was a 5. Let's see what it is right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hey, we've got you up to an 8. Get on that earth and that olive leaf extract, and let's get this part of your body healthy, okay?
Okay.
But you still got some other things. But at the time, your subconscious mind says this is all you want to look at. We can't overload everything, okay?
I understand. And how much are your sessions? Because I plan to call you. Or do you have a website?
I charge by a session is $65. That's for an hour. Now, if it's less time, I'll go according to the time, too. Okay?
Okay.
But usually a session, by the time we go in and look at everything, and I work on all the levels of what you want to, it's about an hour.
Okay.
And
well,
I will take good care of you. Call me up, Kimberly, and we'll get a time. You know, there is a 2-hour difference here from Georgia to Seattle, 2 or 3 hours. So we'll have to figure out when both our time schedules work together, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
All right. Do the things I told you to, and we'll get you well again, okay?
I am going to take your advice. Trust me.
All right. Infinite love and gratitude. Thank you for calling in. And
have
a good evening and a happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, okay, everybody.
Well, that was a great reading.
That was a great reading. Everybody had some good stuff that needed to be worked on this evening, didn't they? I love it when I get to do that. Yeah. Okay.
And give out your contact information one more time.
Okay. If you want to contact me at any time, you can go to angelworks22@hotmail.com and just put up there. I would say, though, when you do that, you're going to have to put the subject is Block Talk Radio Show. So I'll make sure that I don't delete you out or something. My phone number is 901-331-0841. That's 901-331-0841. Okay. Well, here we
Sounds good.
Another week.
All right. Everyone have a great week and Happy New Year.
Yes.
Do you have any
Year
final words before we go?
Well, you know, I could think of 100 things that I would want to say in closing, but I think the most important thing is it's that we just really don't love ourselves enough. We do not take care of ourselves. And it gets so neglected over the years, that little child that's inside of us that desperately needs, you know, to feel wonderful about itself and feels that its needs are being met. So if you're not doing that, if you're not loving yourself enough, you call me and I'll show you how to do it and tell you how to do it, okay?
That's right. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Woo-hoo.